Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, you know, every now and then there's a headline that catches your attention. And there was a comedian who used to be on TV, and he would say things that make you say, This is just one of those headlines. It makes you say, The headline reads, studies warned of potential racial bias in vehicle searches. Then Pennsylvania State Police ended the research. That absolutely made me go, That made Tamara go, And I'm guessing many of you said the same thing. It also caught the attention of retired state police officer Kevin Mosley. He joins us this afternoon. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, sir.
Hello, Lynn.
Welcome back, I should say. So you saw that headline. Did it make you go,
Yeah, I read the article this morning, Lynn, and it really made me wonder, what's the department doing? I knew that this had happened before it came out. I was with the department when they actually started to conduct that study, and when they began to do it, I was like, okay, great. They're actually trying to do something about this.
So the idea behind the study initially was to look at the vehicle searches and see if, in fact, there was a pattern of racial bias in the stops, in the searches?
Correct. Part of the problem with policing at that time in particular was the training that officers got throughout the country, but started with Operation White Line. The DEA took troopers across the country or throughout all state police agencies, and eventually trained some in each department in how to do drug interdiction. The problem with that was who they focused on. I had stopped an individual on the PA Turnpike at the time up in Somerset. We're talking back in the early 90s, and that case went to federal court. Testified in federal court, went downtown to the DEA office afterwards. And while I'm in the DEA office, I'm in with the lead agent. The lead agent says to me, you know, we're looking for black guys driving really nice cars. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
You know, that's what I'm thinking in my mind.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, the person who I had stopped was a white guy from Brooklyn. So I'm thinking, wait, this guy is driving a Cadillac that I had stopped because he was going over 100 miles an hour, but you're telling me that you want to focus on black guys driving really nice cars, period. I mean, they're literally profiling.
Wow. Okay. And you know what? And I'm sure for a lot of people in their heads, in their minds, those are the people who are transporting drugs across our turnpikes, our highways. Black guys driving really nice cars. So,
yes, unfortunately.
Right. So, okay, so they start doing this research and they start finding that there is this innate bias in looking for these guys driving these cars, but then when they stop them and search them, they're not finding what they thought.
Right, but in part of the problem, one of the questions I would have for the researchers who were doing that at the time, I would want to ask them, did you audit the stops? In other words, state police work alone, except on a midnight shift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you to accurately tell who was, the race of the individual that you stopped. So it's pretty easy for somebody to just figure, you know what, they're never going to, unless the University of Cincinnati, those researchers had access to PennDOT rec files, or they worked with troopers or corporals within a department and said, okay, we're just going to audit this many just to try and get the percentage of are we getting some that aren't telling us the truth. Unless mm-hmm. they actually had access to those files, you don't know. So that's another question I would ask if I were a Spotlight PA, who did this independent reporting, they should go back and ask them, what did you do to audit the files? Did you do an audit? Yeah.
And then one day, almost as, I'll say oddly, for lack of a better term, as oddly as the research started, it stopped?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like the state police, Pennsylvania State Police was the first one to undergo a consent decree because of racism. From 1905 to 1956, there were no black officers. When the department finally got sued and entered into a consent decree in 74, at that time there were 62 out of a department of over 1,000, and of those 62, 60 were troopers. So today you have a department, so as of 2015, you have a department of 4,600 plus troopers. It is now 95% white, and the population of the state is 83% white. The department...
Wait. I'm sorry. Did you say 95% white?
Yes, that's as of 2015, and the state population is 83% white. You also have to remember the department covers 70% of municipalities, either part-time or full-time, and that's as of 2012.
So is it possible that the study was stopped, was halted because they weren't yielding the kind of results or information that they had thought or anticipated?
You know, I would think that it got, the scholars are pretty good at doing this type of research. I think that they were, as they were digging through and they saw the results they were getting in terms of the stops and who was being searched, the department may, you know, I can't say specifically what was going through their minds,
mm-hmm.
but I'm starting to wonder myself, did you stop it because you didn't like what you saw? They're not stopping based on a bias. Well, again, go back and do an audit. So if you didn't do an audit, you can't say that. Hopefully they did an audit that reflected that, but as we see today across this country, as they do audits of who is stopping who, African-Americans are far more likely to be stopped, searched, frisked, arrested.
Indeed.
Even though the data shows that African-Americans are less likely to actually be in possession of contraband or illicit drugs.
We just like nice cars, huh?
They've got some questions that they need to answer.
Hey, Kevin Mosley, I want to wrap this up with you in just a second. Can you hold on? We're going to check in on traffic. Sure. We'll come back and wrap it up in just a second. Kevin Mosley, retired state trooper. At the end of the day, what would you like to see happen from here? It looks like the research could continue later this year. What you would like to see, I'm guessing from what I'm hearing you say, is a better developed way to analyze the data. Is that correct?
And they also need to, now that they recognize this, it's been brought to their attention, they need to develop training, which they said they're beginning to do. But with respect to bias and policing, this isn't something that you only do, as they said, they do it in academy, but they haven't done it since. Well, that's not enough. They literally have, everybody in our department has access to computers. They need to develop online training where they can work with troopers on at least at the very minimum a weekly basis, where they can just pull it up, watch this training for even if it's only 10, 15 minutes during that week, where they have to make responses. And then when we do what's called legal updates yearly, they can meet with FTOs who can walk them through some of the questions that they have. But also, if you're going to do an independent contractor who would do a course like that, you should be able to have your questions answered through that contract.
Through the contractor, indeed. This is going to be an interesting one to watch. The ACLU is involved in as well. Kevin Mosley, thanks for joining us today on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We appreciate it.
Take care, Lynn.
You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.